It's Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech64. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Jason Taylor, Scott Tyner, and Ernie Bailey talking about interactive whiteboards. Scott Tyner starts off talking about how whiteboards have taken a step back while technology marches on.
I remember back 12, 13 years ago when we started trying to do this with smart boards and symposiums, and it has just never caught on anywhere as we've tried to do it. And I finally got to the point where I say this in Erica, where if I have to say to somebody, let me teach you how to use something that you've been using for 20 years without anybody teaching you, you've lost them right there. But I think in the end, one of the things that really hits me is that I think these companies that produce these interactive whiteboards they don't want to admit a sunk cost. They don't want to me say, okay, this isn't what we thought it was going to be 10 years ago. Let's move on to some different product. I say in there, you know, Mersive to me has a product that is much more interactive. It's much more how students are bringing phones, tablets, computers into the classroom now. Mm-hmm. So for me to go into a place like Infocom and see a whiteboard after a digital whiteboard after a digital whiteboard, it's like, show me something different, please.
So I will counter with you on this one, and that the place that I can see there, it's a weird like kind of, oh, here, we aimed it at you guys. And I'm like, you should aim it over this way, is actually in the pharmaceutical realm. Those folks, they live and die by whiteboards. I kid you not. I remember like going into Novartis and a couple other places. They actually still had whiteboard capture systems. However, they had two models. One was you could record all the content that was being written, and it would record onto a 3 1/4 floppy, which I was kind of looked and I was like, how? That's just impressive. And the other one was through a USB dongle. But the thing is that I can see the intent of where this was coming from. And that is, we do have faculty members who I'm going to just use as this. They're very seasoned. They're very much in the realm of don't move my cheese. And there are ones who are like, yeah, no, I teach by, you know, writing out equations or writing out stuff on the whiteboard and everything. I think that's where Google and Crestron kind of reached out, was that you have some of these faculty members who are like, yeah, no, I do this stuff on a chalkboard, or I also do stuff on a whiteboard, and that's just how I teach. But the one of the things I found out about the Crestron whiteboard was that, or the Airboard, was the fact that it only covers a 4-foot by 6-foot imprint. So, you know, if you try to do this in a big auditorium, you're going to have a couple, or you're going to have to build out some blocking to where folks are going to look and say, are we doing like gymnastics in here, or what's going on? There's good intent behind it, but the road to heck is paved with good intentions. I'm going to take myself off the soapbox, and Ernie, Jason, either of your opinions on this one?
Well, I'll go, you know, for years, like Scott, you know, we've had people say, you know, let me come show you our whiteboard. And I'll bring faculty in and they'll all look at it and they'll say, that's neat. But then when they start showing how to use it, it's not intuitive. It's not something they can pick up. They don't want to spend time learning how to use the teaching tools. And I've always advocated against that. You know, you need to have something that's very simple, intuitive, that instructors can use. They should be thinking about what they're teaching, not how to use the technology.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.